It is resistance to recognizing the situation and more resistance to being responsible for the changing of it, as well as the induced feeling of the overwhelm that blocks the participation of the majority. The willingness to be responsible for personal conduct and change the focus of perception is buried within the busy, frantic schedules of daily existence. Individuals finding solace in their excuses for not confronting the growing signs of coming oppression, breaking down this line of resistance and drawing as many of these into the new pattern of life remains the goal. Those of the dark plan have set their focus to overwhelm any human beings with plans to resist and have preconceived plans ready to move to the crushing of the resistance. However, there are none for the coming of a new vision that leaves that opening available to us. In fact, the ideal opening. Our plan is not to fix the old, but to create the new. There will always be the repetition of certain ingrained habitual thoughts, hopefully not to the point of nausea. The skill of speaking, and indeed even thinking, discreetly on the subject of those with the plans contrary to the will of creation, will aid in helping those to bring the style of referred to them in their usage. The more variety in the application of presenting the subject being discussed, the better. It is easy for focus groups to get right to the point, but this will not serve in the long run. It might be appropriate to point out that a linear progression within the scope of this project would not always be apparent. Divine order is the order of the day, and divine order does not follow man's idea of sequence at all. You have to set up certain unspoken subconscious rules to give sequential order to your experience. The forces of God do not have to follow sequence to have organization. Therefore, it's important that once the process is initiated to a critical point, then you must trust in its completion of itself. Without the ego control so familiar to each of you, this is imperative, lest you monkey wrench your own dream. Our cooperative effort, and that's what it is, must begin, continue at the end with focus on a completed goal. It's the composite of dreams of what a utopian world would be like, one that is would truly like to experience that will bring this to pass. This is the opposite of the resistance that is expected. How much time do each of you spend in this utopian daydreaming process? Survival daydreams are more the norm in the group that we are depending upon for this formative process. Granting such a thing as easy, Earth-compatible energy sources are part of that dream. For luxuries of easy living are not appealing sacrifices for freedom of oppression. This is what is automatically supposed will be the cost of such change. Would a new paradigm of experience be without comforts? Different comforts, probably, but I doubt anyone will feel any regrets for giving up the present situation. This, again, is the resist or be shoved backwards thought process that must be abandoned. That you want what will make your experience even better is a given, and it should be assumed. It must also be assumed that there must be a short period necessary to endure in order for this change to happen. But it can be shorter than you might imagine. When this pivotal project is accomplished, our help is not only allowed, it is mandated. It is the beginning think tank discussion that will bring about the beginning of the change of expectation to an ever-expanding group. Think of a stone tossed into a pond. The ripples reach out to affect a greater and greater area. We call it a critical point. You referred to it as the 100th monkey theory. Think of a counter-thought group as having to send the ripples in from the outside to the middle. Remember that they are creating what is not in accordance with the laws of God. Their concentration is toward containment, while your focus is toward the rippling outward. Now, which one of you think works better? When these ripples meet, what happens? If we are using the same pond water, which one is likely to overwhelm the other? Especially if the stone that is dropped is becoming larger and larger in what may be called interpreted to be slow motion. Remember, there are vibrational effects that are and will be brought into being that cannot be observed by you. Each time the thought pattern is focused towards a goal, it becomes further intensified. As it intensifies, it becomes more magnetic and attraction begins to build. You are not likely to surprise any of the contacts. What you are more likely to hear is that it has been in their thoughts already, but they just hadn't made the effort to follow through with its implication. The process will become appealing and challenging when you begin to dream of ways to use the mechanisms put in place for the use of those of opposite intentions. Doesn't that sound intriguing? rather than destroy and resist, it might be possible to use some of what they have in their place for your own intentions. You have focusing powers that are capable of many things when there is group participation, and a few innovations of your own can be added. Remember the pipe that sends vibrations to the crops and fields? Ever wonder what else is capable of doing? You might be surprised. Even the sound embedded in Dan Carlson's music tapes for the growth of plants might be interesting in the presence of their focused vibrations. Just a thought or two about what you already have.